But the word of God says, by his stripes I'm healed. I may not have any money in my pocket, but God said he will supply all of my needs. Don't judge me by what you see. Don't look at my circumstances, yes. Because I'm everything, everything, everything that God says I am. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, Roslyn. I am, yeah. Everything that God said I am.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Oh God, our Father, now, as I stand to proclaim your word, speak to me, speak through me. Your word will go forth. Comfort the heart. Convict the sinner. Strengthen the saint. It's our prayer we ask. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Again to the triune Godhead, to Reverend Slaughter, again thanking him for stepping up to the plate. Standing in the shoes to proclaim the word of God. To these ministers of music, amen. And Brother LT was singing that rendition, I couldn't help but think of the movie Invitation of Life. She called her mama too late. While we have breath in our lungs, make sure we do that which is right. So glad to see Sister Dora Brady. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. In the book of 1 Corinthians. The book of 1 Corinthians. You know, when I read the 23rd Psalm and read that section where it says, "And he maketh me lie down." I look at that totally differently now. Sometime we can run and run and run. God says it's time to rest. Get your rest whenever you can. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I want to talk about a good battery, but a bad connection. A good battery, but a bad connection. Everybody have seen the Energizer battery commercial. The little bunny appears to be beating his drum, and the announcer says he's still going. And on he goes across the deserts, across the mountains, across lonely highways, and nothing seems to stop this little bunny from going. And we need to know the point of the commercial is it's not the bunny, it's the battery. And the reason why the bunny is able to keep going in spite of what's in front of him, because he's connected to a good battery. And it's important to have good batteries, because weak batteries can cause problems. Cars with weak batteries have problems starting. Those who remember back in the day when we had Walkmans and tape recorders that used batteries, if the batteries weren't good, the sound would drag. Flashlights with weak batteries go dim. Batteries in cell phones, if they're not working properly, will eventually disconnect themselves from the network. But even a good battery is half of the solution. There must be a good connection. There was a woman who woke up one cold, crisp morning, and when she would put the key in the ignition, it would just give a clicking sound. And so she was able to call the mechanic, and she said, "My battery is no good." And when he tested the battery, he said, "Ma'am, the battery is good. You just got a bad connection." For those of you hollering about God ain't good, God is good. You the one just got a bad connection. Even sick, God is good. Even in the midst of sorrow, God is good. When you don't know how you're going to pay your bills next week, I can still say God is good. But preacher, how can you shout when you're broke and don't know how you're going to pay your bills? Because I'm connected to a good battery. And when you connect it to the power source, it won't let you be still. How many can testify this morning that I'm connected to a good battery? The connection is good. It makes me wave my hand and when nothing is wrong. It makes me cry when I'm not even sad. It makes me run when nothing is behind me. Y'all have to excuse me. I ain't preached in 2 weeks, and I'm built up. My source is built up, and I'm connected to a good battery. So, preacher, how do I keep this connection strong? Number one, write this down. How do I keep my connection strong? Number one, you got to avoid corrosion. This power source is of little value at all if the connection gets rusty and corroded. You see, corrosion causes bad connections. And there are too many believers who go through life hearing the clicking sound and think something's wrong with God. You're praying and you haven't gotten an answer. That's a clicking sound. You're wondering how people are praising God and you're going through all this going on and you can't praise them. That's just a clicking sound. It's nothing wrong with God. You just got a bad connection. You see, you want God to answer your prayer, but you want God to answer your prayer your way. God doesn't work that way. How many can testify and said, I once had a clicking sound? But a divine mechanic came and he cleaned my cables. And I realized there was nothing wrong with the power source. I just had a bad connection. Many of us have the ability to achieve greatness through the gifts God has given us, but there's just a clicking sound. In the text, Paul writes to the church of Corinth about the wisdom of preaching, the truth of the cross of Christ. Paul explains to those who are saved that recognize that the cross is the symbol of the power of God, that Christ died that we all may have a right to the tree of life. But he says in the text, but those who are not saved, this preaching is foolishness. What foolishness that Paul speaks of? Well, for those that are lost, loving your enemies is foolish. Praying for those who despitefully use you is foolish. Loving those who are setting traps for you is foolish. Praising a God that you can't see is foolish. Giving a tithe and don't know where it's going is foolishness. But when you trust God, it ain't foolishness. Y'all excuse the ain't word, but it ain't foolishness to the children of God. I may not be able to see God with my eye. I might not be able physically to feel God with my hands, but guess what? I can feel him moving in the wind. I can see the evidence every time a limb lean over from when I can't see. I know that there's a God somewhere. How you know, preacher? Somebody woke me up this morning, and it wasn't the alarm clock. Somebody touched me this morning, and I was able to know my left from my right. It wasn't nothing that I've taken or nothing that I was so good. It was just that power source. How many can testify that I am depending on that power source? Depending on them to do what for you, preacher? To carry me through. To heal my body. To continue to put food on my table. Clothes on my back. If it had not been for the Lord. Those who are lost, the text says that the preaching of this gospel is foolishness. And you have to avoid that kind of corrosion. Singing and praying, Brother Joe, and testifying in other forms of worship, the world say we are foolish. They say we crazy to walk into a church in the midst of a pandemic. People are dying. They say we crazy to sit every other pew and with masks on, but they're not crazy to go everywhere else. But we crazy to trust God. You don't know if the manager of Walmart is an atheist or not, but you still go. You don't know those at the casino love God or not, but you still go. So why, when it comes to God, this is foolishness? Baby, it's not foolishness to praise a God that brought me through. It's not foolishness to wave my hand in the sanctuary and lift up my voice towards heaven and tell God, thank you for what all you've done for me. Preacher, you just been down for 2 weeks, and you mean to tell me you still trust in God? You want to know why? I got a good connection. With that connection, I strength and but you have to avoid things that will corrode your connection. Envy will corrode that connection. Hatred will corrode that connection. Jealousy. 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 Because I can't sing like my sister, I ain't gonna get up and praise God. Because look, Brooks didn't let me lead this weekend, this week, I ain't gonna bless her. Look, it ain't about who's leading. It ain't about who grabbed the mic. If you really wanna sing, just lift up your voice. Can't nobody stop you from singing. You don't have to lead all the time to sing praises to God. When you woke up this morning, there wasn't no choir in your house. Didn't you say, precious Lord, take my hand? There wasn't no choir in your house when he healed your body in the hospital. There wasn't no choir in the room with you. So why you need a whole group of people to praise God? I can praise him all. Why? How can you do that, Reverend? Because I got a good connection. Your connection is corroded if you need a house full of people to thank God. People ask me, Brother West, preachers called me and they would ask me and say, Reverend, when the pews were empty, when there wasn't nobody in the church but God and you, and you still preach as though the church was packed. I say, what you mean as though the church was packed? I said, I don't need people to sit on the pew to say I got a packed church. When the Holy Spirit is all over the place. Many of us. It is that power source that energizes us to keep on going and going and going. If you're slowful about going, maybe you're hooked up to a bad battery. Now, there are all types of batteries, but there are only a few good batteries. A dollar store battery can't do what a Duracell can. See, you hooked up to dollar store batteries. They only keep you for a little while. And then they die out. I wish I had somebody to testify. You see, people who come to church and quit, dollar store batteries. People who get mad at the preacher because he stepped on your toes through the word of God, dollar store battery. Those who will trust a casino and won't trust God, dollar store battery. Those who got pickers and choosers who they gonna praise with, dollar store battery. But when you hooked up to a good battery, a Duracell or Energizer, it don't make a difference who's singing, just who they singing about. When I hear the name of Jesus, an infidel can say Jesus, and I got to testify he's so good to me. You hooked up to the wrong source. And watch this. People who are hooked up to the wrong source, they are trying to use a 6-volt transistor to empower a 12-volt understanding. Lord have mercy. That means that many of God's created people are depending on their own skills and their own education and think that's enough to get them by. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a pusher for education. Get all you can because you need it to survive on this world. But don't get so educated that you believe that that's the only thing gonna carry you through. I don't care if you got a doctorate degree, it ain't gonna heal your body. I don't care if you got a doctorate degree, it ain't gonna comfort you when all your friends have forsaken you. How many can testify that sometimes in life I had no other choice but to depend on God and God all by himself? Sometimes you try, but your battery is too weak. It cannot move on. So not only you got to avoid corrosion, but then you got to avoid bad connections. Now, in order to keep the energy from the power source, you got to make sure that your connection is right. You can have a good battery, but if the connection is wrong, you won't feel the power from the battery. And since we're talking about connecting to a power source, you must determine what type of connection are you. There are two types of current. There's AC and DC. AC is alternating Christians. They come to church on alternating Sundays. They praise God in alternating circumstances. They hooked up to an alternating current. They pray on alternating occasions. They tithe on alternating occasions. They come to church. They love people only when people love them back. That's AC. But then there are DC, dedicated Christians. These are the folk who praise God regardless of the circumstance. These are the folk who won't let nobody hinder them from their worship. These are the folk, even if they got to scream through a mask, they gonna let their voices be heard. How many can testify and say, can't nobody stop my praise? What's the highest praise? Hallelujah. Now, if you're DC, somebody ought to say hallelujah. Now, if you're DC, you should have enough energy to stand on your feet. If you're DC, you ought to be able to wave your hand. Now, it ain't my fault if you're AC. That means you got to be pushed and pulled. But if you don't have a dollar store battery, it should make you do something even when you don't feel like doing it. Have you ever came to church when you didn't feel like going? Because that battery wouldn't let you keep still. Those that are DC are pressing towards the mark of the prize of a high calling in Jesus Christ. Now, if you have a good battery, you got to make sure that the cables are good. There's still one more thing you need to know. Not only should you have a good battery and good cables, but you got to make sure they're tight. Just because the cables are good and the battery is good, if it's not tight, if it's not, here we go, church, holding on, it does you no good. You're doing the right thing. You come into church. You're doing the right thing. You meditate every now and then. You're doing the right thing. You're giving God your 10%. You're praising God. You're worshiping him. But that's a good cable. But then it's not tight, because when the going gets rough, you get going. You see, when things are hard, the only thing that keeps us is that we're holding on to God's unchanging hand. How many can testify that I've been through so much hell, and if I wouldn't have held on, I'd have been dead sleeping in my grave. Have you ever had a domino effect in your life? It's like hell came from north, south, east, and west. From behind, from in front, from the left, from the right. And seemed like you wasn't going to make it. But the more it came, the tighter you held on. And even in the midst of all of that hell, you still had joy in your heart. You still had a praise on your lips. It must be tight to the post of the battery. Paul said, I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. What can control our connection? Pride can control your connection. Unforgiveness can control your connections. Every time there's a conflict, your name is always in the middle of it. That can corrode your connection. My brothers and sisters, I never forget one thing about our culture. We couldn't afford to do everything. Sometimes we couldn't afford to go to the mechanic. We would get a hot Coke and pour it on the battery cable. And that hot Coke would get between the battery and the poles. And it began to eat up that corrosion. Oh, y'all see, I ain't see y'all rich folk don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us poor folk. We couldn't afford it. We just got a hot coat. Y'all watch this. Don't miss your praise cue. It pulled it over that. It ate it up. You can see the corrosion bubbling. And then it will be clean enough to get a tight connection. See, you connect it, but there's something between you and the post. God got sometimes got to pull something hot on you just to eat up that corrosion. How many can testify sometimes God allowed me to get in some hot water just to make me better? See, the reason why so many of us don't take too much to shout, because we didn't been in that situation. We didn't been under unfavorable circumstances. And God came in, dropped a little something hot on us, and we thought he was being mean, but all the time he was cleaning us up. Let me make my last point. And we out of here. You got to avoid corrosion, you got to avoid a bad connection. But then thirdly and finally, you got to make sure you're properly grounded. Both cables are connected along with the hot wire. That's called a ground cable. Somebody today is trying to put a prayer through, but you're not properly grounded. Some of us are trying to get a praise through, but you're not properly grounded. How do I get properly grounded, preacher? Well, once I accept Jesus as my personal Savior, then I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Then I abide in his word, and his word abide is in me. Then now I can say I am properly grounded. My brothers and sisters, ground yourself in the belief that Christ is alive and well. Ground yourself in the belief that he did go to the cross, that he did hang on the cross. He went in a cold grave. He stayed there 3 days and three nights, but y'all know what happened early the third day morning. My power source, my energizer, my Duracell got up, not with some power. You see, it took some power to stand at a man's grave and call his name, and the dead came forth. It took some power to stand on the hull of a ship in the midst of a storm to say, peace, be still. It took some power for a woman to grab the hem of his garment, and a 12-year-old bloody issue dried up, and the woman was made whole. It took some power to rub spittle and mud on a man's eye, telling him to go to the pool of the Siloam and wash, and the blind was made to see. It took some power to make deaf ears hear. It took some power to make dumb men talk. It took some power to grab a little boy's lunch and feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. It took some power to walk on a stormy river. It took some power to turn water into wine. It took some power to put his hand on a little girl and say, tell her to come. And the little girl arose from the dead. But Sunday morning, it wasn't some power. He got up with all power in his hand. You don't need to go to Walmart to tap into this power. But that before, there was a 36